So V2V stands for vehicle-to-vehicle communications, and it's something that automakers and suppliers and the government have been working on for more than 10 years now. Essentially, what it is, it's a mechanism that allows cars and other devices to talk to each other in real time and pass messages back and forth about what they're doing. It's based on Wi-Fi technology. The FCC set aside some spectrum back in the late 90s at 5.9 gigahertz that's dedicated for this. They call it DSRC, dedicated short-range communications. And there's been an ongoing test program, pilot program here in Ann Arbor, Michigan for the last 3 years with about 3,000 vehicles that they're using to test the protocols, the messaging protocols, and the security and everything for what more broadly is known as V2X or vehicle to external. So it can be vehicle to vehicle, vehicle to pedestrian, vehicle to infrastructure. So you can have cars talking to lights and being warned when the lights are about to change, things like that. So it's a mechanism to provide real-time communications between anything that's on the road.
So when you're taking the case of the autonomous, you know, Google's autonomous car versus the bus, how could that scenario have been different if V2V was implemented?
Well, right now, the way the Google vehicles are set up, they're relying, at least to the best, to as far as we know, they're relying entirely on the sensors that are on the vehicle, that the LiDAR sensors and radar sensors and cameras on the vehicle that are looking around to see what's going on around the vehicle, to look for pedestrians, look for other vehicles, and make adjustments based on what they're doing. If you added V2V into that mix, what that would allow you to do, what that would allow the vehicle control system to do is be a little more preemptive and have a little bit more indication before the sensors even pick up what's going on, what might be about to happen. What got me thinking about this particular story was I was listening to Twig the other day, and Kevin Marks and Leo and I forget who else was on
Matthew
there.
Matthew
Ingram were on there. And I think Kevin was talking about, with humans, when you come to a four-way stop, you come to an intersection, humans can detect some intent of what other drivers are going to do through nonverbal communications. I mean, you can signal each other, you know, send hand signals to each other, you know, oh, you go first or, you know, whatever. With just the sensors on the vehicle, you don't necessarily have that ability to detect intent of what's going to happen. So in a scenario like this, like what happened with the Google self-driving car and the bus, if there was V2V communications, the self-driving car could have been aware that the bus driver had not lifted his foot off the gas pedal and was continuing to move and didn't have any intent to stop. And then the self-driving car could have used that signal and said, and you know, stopped itself before it ran into the bus.
Well, I've heard of like in the future, an imagined future where like children and, you know, elderly will wear sensors. So like a car would, you know, the LiDAR would be able to detect, okay, that's a small child that might run out into the street at any time. And so I'll behave accordingly. Do you think that's something that are we all going to have sensors as well as pedestrians?
Well, actually, we already carry those sensors, you know, in the form of our smartphones. You know, these smartphones all have Wi-Fi chips in them. And as I mentioned, V2X communications is based on Wi-Fi technology. It's on a dedicated frequency. And companies like Qualcomm have been working for some time on using smartphones to be part of the V2X ecosystem. And a couple of years ago at the ITS World Congress here in Detroit, Qualcomm was demonstrating vehicle to pedestrian communications. And it's just a matter of retuning the Wi-Fi radio in the phone, to act as a beacon, to cars so that, the vehicles will know when somebody's about to step out into the road. And Honda did a big demonstration here, if you have your phone, you know, for bicyclists that are riding with their phone, motorcyclists, pedestrians, it makes the vehicles that are driving autonomously, or even still with human drivers, it provides beacons to make the drivers more aware, so you can give the driver an alert that somebody's about to step out into the road, or there's a cyclist that you might not see just up around the corner. So it's something that's really already out there. Basically, what Qualcomm and other companies have been working on is just the power management to make sure we don't drain the battery too quickly.
Sam, I had one question. What are they doing in terms of securing that network communication between the devices, between the cars, and between the cell phones and the cars?
That's part of what has been going on in the pilot program. It's the safety pilot model deployment here in Ann Arbor, where they're testing the security. And basically all of the devices that are part of this ecosystem, so vehicles, infrastructure, the cars, they would all have certificates. So it's a certificate-based security, kind of like SSL, and the certificates would expire over time and gradually be replenished as needed to authenticate that any device that's sending the message is a legitimate device that's part of this network. So the intent is to make sure that you don't have somebody sitting on the side of the road blasting bogus messages out to the cars and providing bogus alerts to drivers. Instead, the system would say, you would see that, it's not properly authenticated with a certificate, and it would just ignore those messages.
I can just see the headline now, bad certificate authority found.
I mean, that obviously is a risk, but that's why they've been running this test program here for the last 3.5 years.
I'm still a huge fan because I know I'm not that good of a driver and I'm actually paying attention most of the time. So I'm a big fan of self-driving cars.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I
was just going to say, I'm surprised that V2V, as you're describing, hasn't been part of just how autonomous vehicles were going to work all along. Like, you would think that if they're all connected and they're all, working with computers, kind of making all the decisions in the back end, then it makes sense that they would all be connected to each other. Now, GM is launching a V2V-capable Cadillac next year.
Later this year.
Yeah. First automaker to do that. What does this mean for someone buying that car at this point?
Well, initially, the Cadillacs will be the only ones on the road with this capability, but other manufacturers have indicated their intention to also start launching V2V communications in the next couple of years. And I think, the forecast that we produced last year was that by the mid-2020s, by about 2025, most new vehicles will come equipped with V2X capability. Initially, it'll just be vehicle-to-vehicle, just sending basic safety messages back and forth. So, for example, if a car going down the road hits a patch of ice, activates the ABS or the traction control, it'll blast out a message saying, hey, there's slippery road here. So other vehicles in the area can get warned before they might hit a patch of black ice. Or similarly, if somebody stomps on the brakes, emergency braking, same sort of thing, they'll send out a message. And the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration in August of 2014 put out a notice of proposed rulemaking to mandate V2V in all new cars. And sometime in the next month or so, we should be hitting the next stage of that where they'll be putting out what their proposal for the final rule, and probably sometime around 2019 or 2020, we'll probably, here in the U.S. at least, have a mandate that new vehicles have to be equipped with V2V communications. And then, as I mentioned, with smartphones, because smartphones going forward will probably have this DSRC capability, the V2V enabled, probably starting somewhere around 2017, 2018, for cars that are already on the road, people will hopefully be able to use their phones to get those messages. And if your phone is paired to your infotainment system, it could flash up a message or give you an alert when one of these V2V messages comes in.